Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes.
Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Hey, Nick. What are you wearing?
It's a shirt. Grocery.
Yeah. I can see that, smart guy, but what's on it?
It's the logo.
You're killing me, Nick. What's the logo?
It's for the LA Icons. I'm the best player on the team. I'm kind of like the starting quarterback for the LA Icons, you know.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. Do they have a team in New York City?
Yeah, and you and Serena are on it, idiot. It's the New York City Influence.
Oh, wow! What other teams are there?
Well, right now they have the San Diego Crew. They're kind of like the LA Icons, but way less important. Not a lot of players made the Final Four. There's the New York City Influence. I met Natalie for the first time in New York, so I guess they're okay. There's the National Sliders. You know who's on that team. The second woman to dump me in the finals, Caitlin Bristow. And maybe the other guy, I don't know. And they also have the Chicago Clout. Your old stomping grounds back in the grocery days. More coming soon, grocery. You just go to gameofroses.co to get your favorite team.
Oh boy!
They got shirts and hats.
I'm going to pick up one of each, because you know what I always say, it depends on who you wind up being.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, fresh off
team.
Full immersion method acting, changing myself into grocery for your enjoyment.
Mm.
Today, what we have for you.
Thank you for your dedication to your craft.
My pleasure. Today, what we have for you is very special. We have the breakdown of all the social media accounts of the other half of the incoming rookies who are going to be here in 1 week's time. By this time next week, you're going to be listening to a recap of night one of Charity Lawson's season 20 of Bachelorette. I can't fucking wait. And today, one of these rookies, the last rookie we're going to look through the Instagram of, his name's Peter Capio. Peter's a pilot, so you know what that means. We've got a new PP. I've been waiting to say that for, what, 2 years or something at this point. We have a new PP. PP is going to be all over this season.
We retired the PP name for a minute.
We retired it for a minute, but there is a new PP. This is the second coming of PP. PP is resurrected. Mm-hmm.
PP strikes back.
Strikes back. That's, all right. Perhaps. But he's going to be the last player we cover today. And we're very excited to do it. But let's jump into this, shall we?
Love that little tease.
I mean, you got no idea. If this motherfucker gets knocked out on night one, I'm going to be so sad. PP better go all the goddamn way.
Yeah.
PP better be in hometowns. PP better be at least in fantasy suites. PP better be at that final altar. Let's have Charity Lawson marry PP.
A PP wedding.
I would love nothing more.
Let's do it. Look, I know I'm usually, you know, the high energy, really, really... Look, I've talked about this. I am doing my shots for egg freezing, and I am the most tired I've ever been in my life. So I'm going to be even more chilled today, just as a little stipulation up top.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, I'll try to up the energy. I'll try to keep it hype, as they say. I feel like doing grocery at the beginning of this, getting into the grocery character.
You got hype.
Yeah, it really infused me with some dark energies.
Your method acting, you really scream when you're saying, and put the emphasis, I like when you said, teams.
That's just how I imagine it would be said in this weird version of grocery that is in my mind. Okay, let's begin this, shall we?
Yes.
Our first player that we're covering today is Taylor Pegg. Taylor Pegg is from Springboro, Ohio. He is 32. He is a loan officer. He comes into our beloved game with 1,520 followers, 142 posts. His bio reads Bachelorette 20, fitness with a strong arm emoji, Alfred's dad, dog emoji, loan officer, money bag emoji.
Is this the most posts we've seen from a player so far? This... I feel like the scrub was not thorough enough on this profile. We are looking at PEGG56. Got a lot of CrossFit posts.
Yeah, he seems to be very into working out, as we could well imagine. They all are. I don't know about this dude.
Here's someone getting a medal from Trump.
Wait, where's that? Yeah, who are these people? What is this? Who's this? Thank you, Andrew, for all the great work as a realtor and friend. Okay, so this is his realtor buddy.
So proud of one of my best friends receiving the Medal of Valor today.
It looks like he does CrossFit, I'm guessing. Well, bless my... There's a picture of him deadlifting three plates on each side of the bar, and it says...
Oh, I see that. There's a couple of vasculars.
Well, this is a musk. This is not a vask. This is a musk photo for sure. It says, well, bless my soul. Well,
he has a vask on his face.
Who would... What?
Oh, maybe we're looking at different pictures.
We might be. There's a lot of these CrossFit boot camp type things. Bunch of people in American flag paraphernalia with this man. We're getting a lot of that. We've seen two other players, I believe, that were active U.S. military. A lot of American flags mm-hmm. this season. You know, take that for what you will. Is this going to be Americana? House honors. I'm seeing the Trump thing.
This looks like a picture that he took off of a TV screen. It says House honors Dayton officers for actions following shooting.
On Fox News.
It says, so proud of one of my best friends at the Rolfs for receiving the Medal of Valor today. I always knew you're going to be a superstar because you would break a sweat while watching Cops. My whole family's proud of you. All right. Some copaganda.
Who is he? Spider-Man?
The dog. He's got a lot of dog photos. This is his little dog, the dog that he said he's the father to. It's basically dogs, weightlifting, an occasional picture of Trump. it looks like there's some old, is this high school football? Ohio State kicking some ass? No. I think he didn't play football for Ohio State. He was just a fan, but he's wearing the jersey. So we're going to have some Ohio State football in there. Interestingly, not much here about his job.
Do you see what I mean? He's got like memes. He's got a lot of memes down here.
Yeah. The Batman one. Are you looking at that? He has a Batman meme that says farts take a while to escape the rubber suit. And his caption reads poor Batman.
I'm looking at a 2012 post walking into class with your best friend. We're here to fuck shit up.
I'm going to say night one.
Ooh.
I'm saying it. I think he's unfortunately kind of generic, but he does have some villain vibes. So maybe the producers will keep him around for a minute. I'm not sure, but I'm just not seeing a lot here in terms of like, I'm not seeing anything here that makes me think this guy knows how to play the game. Freedom Point CrossFit is where he works out. To be a part of the community at Freedom Point CrossFit has been life-changing mentally and physically. Everyone here is so kind and willing to help you get better. I never thought I could find happiness in losing my soul every night, but I am. And this is a picture of him doing some kind of CrossFit training.
He's got a TikTok, taylor.pegg.lo, 138 followers. He's talking about loans in the TikToks, it looks like, credit cards, inflation. Okay, let's see what he sounds like. Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
Not feeling ring winner or next lead vibes from this one. Who do we got next?
Well, hang on one sec. Let's check out his official bio.
Ooh.
The official Bachelor biography reads, Taylor's got class clown energy. That's a fool edit if I ever heard of it. This endearing self-described goofball is going to give everything he's got for love as a partner. Taylor is a trusting guy who has confidence he'll find the right person someday. Even though he may not always go above and beyond with romantic gestures, Taylor will surprise his partner with breakfast in bed or a cup of coffee before she wakes up. After work, he can be found taking his miniature schnauzer, how do you say that? Schnauzer, Alfred, for a walk. Charity, we give this guy two paws up. Fun facts. He takes forever to fold his laundry. He follows the Renaissance periodization diet. It's all about macros, baby. And he likes music you can bump and grind to. Yeah, he's a night one.
What is the Renaissance diet? You have to go to the bathroom outside?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's shitting in public, just shitting in medians in whatever city you live in as traffic is passing you by. I have no idea what that diet is, but I wish him well. Moving on.
Yeah, I don't know. He might have a good second audience game, if anything.
Yeah, we'll see.
We got Joey Grazia Day as our next player. This is a 27-year-old tennis pro from Kailua, Hawaii. He comes into our beloved game. His Instagram is at Joey Graziadei. He has 2,560 followers and 65 posts. Okay, I recognize him because he's in one of the promos with his intro package.
Does that mean anything? Is that a good sign? I like this guy's look.
Yeah.
We see some tennis things. This guy's from Hawaii. There's a lot of beautiful Hawaii shots here. Mountains and Hawaii landscapes.
Certainly got the look.
He's golfing. He's got sunsets, waterfalls. Got a bunch of bros. Here we see a picture of him on a surfboard. This is the first time we're getting to look at his muscularity. Zero vasque, a little bit of musk.
Where's the surfboard photo? Oh, there we go.
Maybe 20 down or so.
Also, I've had some people messaging about the vascularity. It is not my personal preference to answer that one. I'm more into the musk than the vask.
People are asking you if you like vask?
They were like, why do you like vask? Why are you making such a big deal of vask?
I'm not making a big deal of it.
And I just want to set the record straight. Clues loves Vast.
I
pace case.
Look
about the Musk or less.
This is all I'll say about Musk versus Vask. Vask, generally speaking, not always, but Vask can be a sign of steroid use.
Steroids. Okay. Yeah, I assume that when I see Vask.
It can be, for real. Like, when you see bodybuilders and shit, it's, I mean, they also have 0% body fat, but it makes your veins pop out a little more. So, I'm just saying, you know, some guys are into fitness in this way or that way. Some guys do it up a level. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. I don't get a strong...
Gorgeous Hawaii pictures.
He's a Hawaii guy. Here he is holding an octopus. Grotesque.
He'll do brave things. A little daredevil.
Sun's out, buns out, TBT. Looks like a...
Oh, it's his sister.
A picture with his dad.
He's going to get to the chopper. He's already experienced it. He's been training.
His dad has an Instagram account, Nick Grazia Day. 14 followers, 22 posts. Just put in the request. We'll see if it gets answered. Yeah, I don't get a strong sense from this guy's Instagram of who he is or what he's about at all, other than he lives in Hawaii and is a tennis guy.
Well, he has a TikTok. It is at, it's at Joey Grazia Day, but no videos yet. 35 followers.
So weak on the TikTok. Let's see what the old ABC media people have to say about him. Love, in quotes, the first word in this is the sacred word in his bachelor biography. Love may mean nothing in tennis. I mean, literally, I guess it means zero. But to Joey, it's everything. All right, so it's a tennis pun. After graduation, this tennis pro quickly realized the corporate world wasn't for him and moved to Hawaii to live out his passion of teaching his favorite sport. Spending his days on the court and evenings on the beach watching the sunset with friends, Joey's life is truly paradise. I think they're just saying they're going to put him on Bachelor in Paradise. The only thing missing is someone with whom to share it. Outgoing, friendly, and loyal, Joey is looking for a partner who can share his love for adventure. Will he find a doubles partner in charity? Here's to hoping. It's game, set, match for Joey. Joey is a diehard Green Bay Packers fan. Strange. He's an avid stargazer, and he has a recent obsession for golf and country music. Country music, going to do you well. Golf, probably do you well in The Bachelor. I don't know about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say week two.
Oh, I'm going to say he's going to be mid-season at least.
Okay.
I don't think he's ring winner, but I think he'll have a good fourth and second audience. I mean, I'm just thinking he goes farther than week two because he was featured in one of the promos, but maybe that's cheating.
Maybe it's trying to throw you off. Let's move on. Good luck to Mr. Grazia Day.
I've been tricked before.
As have we all. Our next player is John Henry Spurlock, 30 years old, from Virginia Beach. He is an underwater welder.
Whoa.
I think we're going to hear a little bit about that in his limo exit, possibly. That's an interesting job. Have we ever seen that in a bachelor player before? Bachelorette player?
A welder?
Underwater welder.
Not an underwater welder, certainly.
I believe this is one of the most high pressure jobs in the world.
Oh my God.
If I'm remembering this right, people who work on like offshore oil rigs and stuff, there's a very high rate of massive injury and death. And so they get paid a lot of money to do these things.
Jesus.
He has 2,880 followers with 107 posts. His his bio reads Wilmington, North Carolina, but I build things in Virginia Beach, Bachelorette season 20. Let's look through these posts. There he is in his wetsuit. There he is on a dock.
He's welding in his reels.
He's what?
Looks like a real job. He is welding in his reels. This is a real job.
I thought you said he was balding in his reels. I was like, that's interesting. A lot of pics of him welding. Here he is holding up a child by the foot in a post. It says, it's a good evening for unclin'. So he's got a niece or nephew. Can't tell from this picture.
Do you think that's an homage to... the original Bachelor, Alex Michelle, holding up that child's foot in season one.
Oh, did he hold? I thought he yanked him by an arm.
Oh, it was an arm. Yeah, you're right.
And that's the minutiae we've had burned into our fucking brains. No, Alex Michelle held up a child's foot in season one. No, it was a fucking arm. I remember. That's deep pit shit.
Oh, here's another American flag.
Yeah. I mean, look,
the Americana is out of control this season.
Yeah, and I think it all goes back to Charity's dad being in the military. I think she has expressly told them, I want a military type guy. What is this? There's another picture. It's what uncles are for, where he is holding this child by a foot and dipping its head into a lake. Are you looking at this? This is from April 17th, 2022.
No.
This is fucking, I mean, I'm sure the parents are there and allowing this to happen. And maybe they even talked to the child and said, okay, this looks terrifying to me.
This is, I don't know. This doesn't seem like what you should do with a child. I don't know. I don't have one. But.
Agreed. This seems like...
seems dangerous. they're,
yeah. One false move and the child dies. Here he is in some Lederhosen.
Oktoberfest.
So he likes beer. You know who else likes beer?
Look, I went to Oktoberfest.
Nice. Yeah, it's just a bunch of him. There's some fishing. Uh-oh. We got a hunter here. How's the hurricane treating you? He's holding up a deer head out in the wilderness.
Where?
This is from September 14th, 2018. There's just a lot of the underwater diving and fishing. Here he is on the deck of a battleship from September 2nd, 2017. So this is more military appreciation. USS North Carolina battleship BB-55.
Hmm.
He's got a bunch of pictures of giant trucks on raised wheels. A
lot of fish.
So he's that guy.
It's giving that.
Yeah, it's giving big truck guy with American flags and holding up dead animal heads and dipping baby heads into lakes.
Dipping.
Yeah, I don't know about this old dude.
It's giving child torture.
But he looks, his parasocial gaze hides all of that. He doesn't look like the guy that's doing these things.
He looks 22 years old. He is 30.
He looks like he should live in Silver Lake, and he doesn't.
Drop the skincare routine, sir.
Let's check out his official bachelorette bio. It reads, John Henry is ready for a love deeper than the ocean. While he's extremely passionate about his work as an underwater welder, John Henry has yet to find the spark of everlasting love. John Henry is looking for a woman who is trustworthy, adventurous, and has a good sense of humor. His dream is to take his future wife diving, so hopefully Charity is ready for some aquatic exploration. All you gotta do is put on this fucking 700-pound rig and let me dip you into the fucking lake head first.
Let me dip you.
When he's not working, he's hitting the gym and jamming out to ASAP Rocky. Oh, ASAP Rocky, sorry. While John Henry says he can be a bit shy at first, once he opens up, he's all in. We can't wait to see if he and Charity will hit it off. John Henry shamelessly.
He doesn't look shy on his profile.
I agree. His parasocial gaze is very good. It says he shamelessly loves pumpkin spice lattes. He prefers ornamental grasses over flowers. And he has only seen 20 movies in his whole life. Goodbye. Goodbye. What? Goodbye.
You can't watch movies underwater.
Yeah, exactly. Spends all his time under there. He needs to get a waterproof iPad. I'm going to predict this man is out mid-regular season.
Yeah. He's not giving ring winner vibes. But, you know, he's got the look. And he looks like he's would have a good second audience game. Yep. That's moving on. Who do we got next? Caleb Kim, a 26-year-old construction material salesman from Norcross, Georgia. Okay, might have an advantage there. Let's see. Caleb's Instagram is at KALEBKIM54. He has 1,592 followers coming into our beloved game. Is he a football something?
Yeah. We've got a picture. The fifth, he's got 19 posts. The fifth of those posts is a picture of him. I assume this is him. It says Kim. You can't really see the person's face, but I think it's got to be him. Auburn University. Thank you, Auburn. Hashtag we are GLE forever. I'm not sure what that is.
Isn't that where Maddie Prue went?
Or War Eagle forever. I don't know what that means. Her dad, I think, taught there. I don't know if that's where she went, but all of his entire Instagram is football, fishing, football, football, And then a picture of him and some bros.
I can say we're going to have the broiest season of all time from all these Instagram profiles.
Football, military, underwater welder bros. That's the season. Football, military, underwater welder bros. Football, military, underwater welder bros. Are we going to get one guy who's not this? I don't know. Is this charity's type? It must be.
Yeah. I see more dead fish. Oh, here's a dead fish American flag t-shirt he's wearing.
Nice.
That's two for one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Snappers catching snappers. You know, I'm going fishing again this year.
Congratulations.
Jealous?
Absolutely not. That is my worst nightmare. It does seem like this man is going to be very well suited for the football group date. I am putting in 100% lock for that. They will keep him in the season until they get to that group date, which will probably be week two or three. He's at least going to make it to that because they want to see this guy doing damage. They want to see him say, I was a fucking college football player. Let me show you how it's done. He might be hyper competitive. Who knows?
Yeah, it seems to be a singular focus for this man. Does he have a TikTok? No.
And his official profile on the Bachelorette website says, as if his Instagram wasn't proof enough that this man's entire identity is wrapped up in football. It reads, put him in, coach. This former Division I football player spent many years bettering himself and is ready to take the next step to find true love as a loyal, caring, and consistent partner. Caleb K will go the extra mile to appreciate his partner's passions. What is Caleb passionate about? Pushing himself to be the best with a blue belt in jiu-jitsu. Caleb, that's interesting.
I was just going to tell you, look at the tagged photos. There's a million jiu-jitsu photos.
Okay. So he's into combat sports as well.
Another passion.
Caleb is excited to put his competitive edge to the test. So he's told them openly, I'm very competitive. They love that. And a fellow Auburn Tiger alum. Oh, so she went there too. He may already have another leg up with charity. Caleb K, don't drop the ball on this one. Fun facts about Caleb K. He would love to coach high school football. He is personally offended by mayonnaise and he hopes to visit South Korea and learn more about his heritage. Interesting.
Can I tell you what else is in the tagged photos? Caleb in full army what do you call it?
Fatigues?
Plaid? Or
camouflage?
Just when it blend, you blend in camouflage.
Camouflage.
He's in camouflage holding a dead deer.
I got to tell you something about camouflage. I don't know why this is happening to me. I have virtually no interest in fashion. I'm starting to get this nagging thing in the back of my head that I should only wear camouflage. Isn't that strange? I don't understand it. Every time I see somebody wearing like a pair of camouflage pants or shirt or something, I'm like, I should do that.
Okay, well, look at this photo from January 5th, 2019 in his tagged photos. Is this who you want to be? Because that is...
Wait, hang on. I'm getting there. God, there are so many fucking jiu-jitsu pictures in his tagged photos. Holy shit. How far back do I have to go to find this?
Yeah, he's going to... Any kind of competitive... It's January 2019. He's going to kill it in any kind of like fighting or wrestling kind of thing. I didn't get a buck today. Caleb is just a good buddy who let me pose next to his.
Yeah, so he's holding up a dead deer with this other guy who killed the deer.
Deer emoji, dart emoji. No, he killed it. This is tagged photos.
No, he says
his friend posted this.
Oh, Caleb is just a good buddy. So Caleb killed the deer.
Yeah.
So we got a deer slayer here.
He's killed.
I wouldn't wear, that's kind of like forest camouflage. I'd go for the more military kind, I think. I don't know. We'll see what happens. So there you have it. That's Caleb.
Taking out the whole deer population. All right. And I know like Grace Ann is from Missouri. She has told me the like fish and deer stuff is like so much more common. It doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We're just blue checkmark coastal snobs.
So be it. I myself am somebody who likes animals.
Until you start wearing camouflage.
Yeah, but see, that'll throw them off. They'll be like, what the fuck? He wears camouflage, but he's against hunting? How is this possible? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about this guy. I just, usually when you see shit like this, you're like, oh my God, this guy's going to be a villain. But it's like half the fucking players are this. Half the players are wearing camouflage with dead animals, with American flags, et cetera, et cetera. I think this is charity's type. So I don't know how far this guy's going to go. I'm like, shit, maybe this is... all the whole season is basically. I'm not sure.
The season is going to be so fratty. That's all I'm thinking, looking at all of this. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, maybe our next player can save us from this deluge of bros. We have Aaron Bryant. He's 29. He's a software salesman. Sound familiar?
Okay.
The great one. And he's from San Diego. He's part of the San Diego crew. Come on. Surely
this man won't be with...
Does not have camouflage pictures with dead animals. And it's exactly what you'd expect. A lot of beautiful San Diego beach shots with friends just chilling out on the beach. There's a picture of him in a nice suit. What is this? Thank you at The Final Straw ABC for hosting us this past Sunday. And thanks to those who tuned in to support us. Grateful to have walked away with the money. So he was on some kind of, I guess, family. This is from August 16th, 2022. There's a picture of him and what I'm assuming is his family on some kind of game show called The Final Straw.
That's Janelle James comedy.
It looks like it's a...
Oh, this is the woman from Abbott Elementary.
Okay, so...
She's hilarious.
I don't know what this show is.
That's not his relative.
In that first one, it's not?
Wait, which picture are you looking at?
Aaron Bryant.
Where he's wearing a green shirt?
Yeah.
The woman in the middle is an actress.
Who's the dude on the far left?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Well, we don't know who any of these people are, but he was on this show.
No, I do know who she is.
No, I mean it in relation to him. I know who she is too. Oh. I'm just saying that I don't know who this other guy is. But I don't even know what the show is. The Final Straw, ABC.
The Final Straw.
It looks like some kind of candy-based reality show or something from 2022. I don't fucking know. But he was on some game show, and I guess he won. All of his other pictures are exactly what you'd expect from a San Diego crew member.
It looks like Big Jenga.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Oh, here's a picture of him doing it. The Yacht Jocks.
I mean, his Instagram doesn't give you a lot. Except that it's like paradise-y. It has paradise vibes. There's a lot of beach shots in it.
This is at Aaron Bryant, Bryant.
Yeah.
2,107 followers.
Oh, he's a realtor too, I guess. Aaron Bryant realtor. So is he a software salesman or is he a realtor? He has another account called Aaron Bryant _realtor that has 8 followers. It's in the bio reads San Diego, first class real estate, San Diego. Me, Aaron Bryant, blah, blah, blah. Take a look at these homes. So I don't know. Maybe he's double dutying there.
So he's lion diking.
Yeah. Maybe he's trying to get into that. His official bachelorette biography reads, "It's easy to see what makes Aaron B. such a great catch. His smile lights up every room he walks into and he wears his heart on his sleeve. Aaron B. is passionate, understanding, patient, a self-proclaimed hopeless romantic, the former football player." There we have it.
Yeah. He seems 4TRR.
And he went to Tulane. So I guess he played football at Tulane maybe. Says he's truly ready to find his perfect match and hopes his future wife is outgoing, emotionally intelligent, and thoughtful. When Aaron B. isn't hustling at his job in software sales, he loves listening to Tyler, the Creator's music, reading James Patterson novels, and enjoying some delicious Cajun food. Nowhere on there is hunting. After his last long-term relationship didn't work out, Aaron B. is excited for the chance to fall in love again. Can't wait for the bachelorette journey to begin. He taught himself how to play the violin and the piano. He eats peanut butter straight from the jar. And he is sphexophobic, aka scared of wasps. He's definitely going to be put in a position where he has to wade through multiple wasps' nests in order to prove his love to charity.
Clues. I would like you to check out the reel from February 26th. It's him on some fake grass dancing.
Looking now.
I would like you to look at who's commented on this reel.
Superstar player from the San Diego crew, one James Bonsall. It says James Bonsall's comment on this is, "Oh, there he goes." Okay, so he's got professional coaching.
And Aaron Clancy, the creator of Big Body Trash Can. Ooh, this is lit.
So they know him. He's friends with them. I'm giving this guy...
He's been trained by 2 of the greatest Paradise players.
Yeah, which means he's going to Paradise. This man is going to make it to episode, let's say 5 or 6, then Paradise bound. He's in Paradise right now shooting, I would guess.
Okay, his reels are all food things.
Yeah, Cajun. He said he liked Cajun food.
This is kind of like a Matt Jamesian branding. I like this. All right, Aaron Bryant. Look, he's been coached. I think he's going to do well. He's got a TikTok, Aaron R. Bryant. It has 210 followers. Okay, this is where he's doing all the food videos. I mean, he's parasocially prolific. He only has 210 followers on TikTok, but He's prepared.
At least he's doing it.
Yes.
Some of these players are not even doing it.
Exactly.
Let's move on. Our next player is Josh Young. He is 28 years old from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. His job is Harvard grad student. We don't know what he's grad studenting in, but we're going to probably find out here. And he comes into our beloved game with 3,300 followers, 125 posts. Let's take a look.
His bio: ask what you can do at Harvard Kennedy School, two sports, two majors, F and M college, love God, love others, do something.
Okay, okay, okay.
He has a Sunday worship story highlight. I think Charity's going to love this.
So he's got the Jesus coming in? Okay.
Oh my God, it's him singing gospel in the car.
So he's going to be a strong Christian player. If you look in his, the profile picture is a cross over a black t-shirt. We have seen this before many times in our beloved game. Most eligible, he's posted his own LehighValleyNews.com article, most eligible bachelor, Bethlehem native Josh Young to appear on The Bachelorette. And in that photo, he's also wearing a black t-shirt with a cross hanging out over it. National Park Service. There's him on some water, a bunch of buddies, him in front of a big Bitcoin logo. What is this? Such an honor to speak at the largest Bitcoin conference in the world. So he's a crypto bro. Mm. Like that. Bunch of pictures of him with this cross out over his black t-shirt. That seems to be his go-to uniform. There he is at a Atlanta Braves game with some friends. He goes to a lot of sporting events, it looks like.
There's a lot of friends.
Concert. Who's this? Who's this? Is this an ex?
Family. What?
Here from May 2nd, 2021 is a picture of him with what looks like to be, in my opinion, someone he's romantically interested in. And it says, "Farewell, Miami. You've been good to us. Hashtag God is good." If we scroll through, we see, yeah, this is definitely a couple. They're riding horses. Whoa. They're parachuting.
Yes.
This is definitely an ex-girlfriend that has missed the scrub. Her name is
Julieta Moraday.
Moraday. I'm following her now. She has, or I'm attempting to. I've requested. She has 1,474 followers. Now, this is, I mean, 2 years ago. All right. But he didn't do the scrub. That's interesting to me. Literally no scrub. There's a lot of friends and family pictures. I don't know. There's something about this guy. He's giving me a decent vibe. Is this wrestling? Did he wrestle?
He's got a 4TRR thing. Oh, is he football? Like
he's football and wrestling. Here's a picture of him from September 14th, 2018. Shout out to the best wrestling partner, even better friend. Hope you had a great birthday yesterday, blah, blah, blah. And he's in a wrestling singlet with this guy. So he's done multiple sports. He's at Harvard grad school. Now, Harvard is interesting for a variety of reasons. I used to know a friend who graduated from Harvard, and he called.
Humble brag.
Telling someone, well, this is what I'm about to get to. He was not humble about the Harvard thing. He even called his Harvard diploma the H-bomb. When he would walk into a room and he'd be like, check this out, I'm going to drop an H-bomb. And then he'd just be talking to somebody and he would say, where'd you go to school? So that he could then say, I went to Harvard. So we'll see. I have known a few people from Harvard. Not all of them are like this, but I have known some of them to be, you know, they would use very liberally the information that they graduated from Harvard as part of their introduction. So we'll see if he uses that to his advantage or detriment. But,
you know, I went to the WGA strike last week, and I met a woman who I thought, you know, oh, this is my age, probably a writer. She had literally just graduated from Harvard. And I was like, oh, you're already networking better than anyone. Like, you already know exactly what you need to be doing. It was very impressive.
Indeed. Well, this is what Josh's official bachelorette bio reads. To call Josh selfless would be an understatement. Josh gave up both a lucrative career on Wall Street and a grad program at Harvard to work for a nonprofit building international affordable housing. All right. Mm-hmm. So it seems like he's a good guy. He's going to be that type of person. He says he's happiest when, in quotes, knowing I've made someone else's day better, which includes his two younger brothers, whom he helped raise. PTC there. Josh isn't afraid to wear his heart on his sleeve and puts a lot of effort into romantic gestures. He comes from a tight-knit family and is ready to start a family of his own. He hopes to have 4 kids one day. When Josh isn't busy making the world a better place with his work, he loves playing board games and grabbing a drink at a speakeasy bar. After getting accepted into Harvard for a second time, Josh is ready to begin the next chapter of his life, and he hopes that starts with charity by his side. He camped in 27 national parks before he was 6 years old. His favorite holiday is Easter, of course, and he loves a sunrise hike.
He has another ex-girlfriend on this.
Damn. He just don't care.
Both white.
He's like, yeah, I've been out there doing it. I don't know about this man, Josh Young. I feel like...
I think he's going to do well.
He could be a Mikey Planeta type situation. Like, he might be a little too 4TRR.
I mean, he's stealing Planeta's style.
A little innocent. He is. He literally is wearing Mikey Planeta style.
Signature black turtleneck and...
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no roll back waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription.
Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Frost.
Yeah.
Okay, here he is talking in a reel. Oh, I think it's about George Floyd.
Hmm.
I think he's going to Planeta.
All right, well, we'll see. We may have a Planeta player in the house. Mm-hmm. Let's move on.
Oh, he has a TikTok. At Joshua_LC_Young. 102 followers. Yeah, it's here. He's with some kids. He and his brothers took pilot lessons.
Hmm.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, good luck to Mr. Young.
All right.
Moving on. Our next player on the list is Sean McLaughlin. He's 25 from Tampa, Florida. Also in software sales. A Vial type person here, maybe. He's coming into our beloved game with 2,849 followers, 33 posts.
Is this the mayor of paradise, Jordan Kimball?
It is both the mayor of paradise with a little bit of, maybe not in the looks department, but in the attitude department, a little bit of that Tyler Cameron enemy of shirts thrown in. These are Florida boys. They don't wear shirts and they eat steaks. You see what I'm saying? This man is shirtless in half of his photos, at least. And he's
golfing.
He's even got a photo of him in kind of like a wrecked house or something. And the this is his first photo on his grid, 16 edited. This was from 16 weeks ago, or it was edited 16 weeks ago. Sorry. But they have comments on here from 257 weeks ago. This was posted in 2017. So he went back and edited this not that long ago, 16 weeks. And it says Blue Steel.
I think you're dating the scrub.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you did the scrub 16 weeks ago.
I think so too.
Good eye, Clues. Good eye.
Thank you. But it's just a bunch of him playing golf, has some kind of modeling type shots. Even though he's in software sales, he has like headshots and shit in here.
Here's a April 17th, 2022. Jesus was with me today. First hole in one.
Okay. If you say so. Here he is on the field.
This is a golf bro. Oh my God. Cooking with Sean Prime Rib Edition. You called the steak thing.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's Florida. Florida boys don't like shirts. Florida boys do like steaks. Florida boys don't like shirts. Florida boys do like steaks.
I think this is a third audience pick. I don't think this
totally
man is for charity, but I think he might stay in because he's clearly a character.
Yeah, this is a villain or fool, and this man will be on Paradise. This man will have a hair care routine that will be made a whole fucking promo little thing of. When he's waking up some morning and he doesn't have enough bathroom time, they're going to give him a whole thing about how he has to do his hair. Guaranteed.
He's got an Instagram for his dog. Dog named Bane. It is a, I don't know what this is. A bulldog?
I just read his bachelor biography and I misread it. I'm going to read it as I saw it in my head. Ready?
Oh, great. Yeah.
Sean is really someone special with gorgeous blue eyes, a great career, and an affordable French bulldog. But it actually says adorable. I read it in my head as an affordable. I was like, what the fuck?
We love an affordable dog.
Yeah, exactly. This guy has it all. The only thing Sean is missing from his life is a wife.
That's so funny. He already has a Instagram highlight that's for The Bachelorette. Like he is.
Yeah, he's doing it.
This is his job plan.
I think he's in paradise right now. The only thing Sean is missing from his life is a wife. And he says, I'm just looking for the girl of my dreams to share my life with. The software salesman has worked hard in his career and even just bought his very first house. Sean is excited about the possibility of bringing charity home and starting their lives together. When he isn't working, Sean loves golfing and boat rides with his friends. Sean is here to find his perfect match and hopefully return home with charity by his side. Fun facts. He is self-admittedly a terrible texter. He likes to dip his chocolate chip cookies in whole milk.
F-boy.
And he takes pride in his great head of hair. Like I said, that's going to feature prominently in this season.
You called it. You called it on the hair.
The hair and the steak. You seen one Florida boy, you seen them all.
I like the boys categories that you have. We got the Source Boys. We got the Florida Boys.
Yeah, we don't have a Florida parasocial team yet, do we?
I know. We need one.
Where is it? Is it Tampa?
I don't know. Florida's kind of like, there's not a lot of people from Miami.
It's wherever Tyler Cameron is from. Jupiter.
It's Jupiter?
It's Jupiter, Florida.
I don't know about that. It's like the only fucking small kind of town that has a team. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this guy obviously is they brought him in for...
is already on sand.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Who we got next? Ooh, is this the... Is this the guy who does the New York Times podcast, Michael Barbaro? It's Michael Barbour, a yacht captain, 28 years old from Chicago, Illinois. We got a clout man. His Instagram is at michael.a.barbour.
Coming into the game with 3,170 followers, 30 posts, we got a bio that reads Jeremiah 29:11. Shall we see what that says? Yes, we shall.
At Meridian Yachts, meridianprivateyachts.com. Okay, so he...
Jeremiah 29:11 reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." All right, so he's living by these words. Is Meridian Yachts his company?
I think so. His job says yacht captain. So he is a below deck star in training, Michael Barbour.
Yeah. A yacht captain. This man's parasocial gaze is very good. He is dressed impeccably in many of these shots or shirtless. These are basically your only two options with him. Like, he is ready to go out tonight looking good, or ready to go to paradise in some swim trunks as he's driving a boat around some tropical location. I think this guy, he's got the Jeremiah 29:11. I'm assuming charity is heavily Christian as well.
Yeah.
I think this guy's going to go very far if one thing lines up. The man has a beard. If charity likes beards, we're looking at maybe a ring winner here.
You think it depends on the beard?
Yeah, I do. If charity doesn't like beards, he may not go that far.
I mean, this joint post, April 13th, 2022... I am beyond proud, blessed, and grateful to become a certified U.S. captain, a family-run, Black-owned luxury private yacht chartering service. Visit the website in the bio to explore our fleet at Meridian Yachts.
There's something about this guy that is fucking real good in his Instagram. Look at this picture from June 19th, 2021. It's a two-post main grid. It's him in this intense modeling kind of thing. There's like a orange kind of background. He's on a stool, dressed very well. He's in a model style pose. Then there's like an action pose with it, and it just says handling business. So he's having professional photos taken.
Oh, I'm looking at the next photo.
That one too.
A strong parasocial gaze. I agree.
Yeah, this guy's going to do very well on social media, I think, provided that he can make it far.
And he's got a dead fish.
Everybody got a dead fish. This man's a boat captain. You don't think he's out there killing fish every goddamn day? Let's check out his ABC bio. It says, Michael is ready to set sail on his journey for love. This yacht captain considers himself a romantic who puts time into the little things, often showering his partner with sentimental gifts. He believes if a woman feels safe and taken care of, the energy will be reciprocated tenfold. Tenfold is a very Christian idea. Although he grew up an only child, this Chicago-based...
What?
Yeah.
Tenfold?
Yeah, that's what a tithing is.
Why is that Christian?
You give a tithing to the church and God will give it back to you tenfold.
Oh, okay.
That's the first time I ever heard of it, of tenfold, was when I was a little kid. And that was like beat into your fucking skull by, we grew up Catholic. We had to go to church every fucking Sunday. The offering plate comes around and that fucking priest is up there saying, whatever you put in this plate, God will give it back to you tenfold. Said it all the time. Maybe it's not. Maybe it was just my church.
Interesting. Understand there is power in prayer and manifestation, this post says, with a strong parasocial gaze. I mean, he looks like he's like also a model.
Yeah. He has like kind of a, dare I say, there's something Mossian about him. This is a Christian charminance player, I believe.
Yes.
I think he's going to have the ability to.
Do we have any of him talking?
I think he's going to be elevated like above the second audience a little bit. I don't know. I feel like this guy's going to be a very strong player, Michael, the yacht captain. His bio continues on to say when he's not on his yacht, he's spending time with his beloved grandfather in the off season. Will he find a first mate in Charity, or Compass is pointing to yes. Fun facts, he collects cologne. Interesting. He can't date you if you like mushrooms on your pizza, and he loves his rainwater shower head. Will we see some shower shots? I don't know. I think this guy's going to go very far. Again, if he can get around the beard, if she likes beards, this guy could win your ring this season, I think.
What if he does a facial hair removal play as his limo exit? Do you think he'll Dale Moss it end the season?
I don't know. Because I don't know. It changes the way your face looks so much if you do that. I don't know. That could be risky.
Well, Michael Barber, I'm gonna put him as a contender. We got some contenders. Okay, he does have... No, he doesn't have a TikTok. All right. This is one to watch.
Mm-hmm.
What is this XX? Oh, he's already got a bachelorette highlight. Let's go. I just, when I see that, I'm like, they're prepared.
Yeah.
It just indicates that they know what they're doing.
I agree.
And he's got like such a unique story too. So I feel like they'll want to highlight that. Good third audience game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. And I can see him getting a one-on-one where they do go out on a little boat and he can make whatever he wants of that. He can take control of the boat. Mm-hmm. He can say it feels good to not have to be in control of the boat.
Yeah.
There's a million ways to play it. So I can see them doing that for him.
He can tell you boat facts.
He probably knows what kind of model and design boats are, all that shit.
I learned a boat fact. There's more canals in Amsterdam than Venice. Can you believe it?
That's a boat fact. A pace case boat fact right there.
That's all I learned in Amsterdam.
Yeah. That's enough.
Who's up next?
As long as you learn something. Tanner Cortad is up next. He's 30 years old, a mortgage lender from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You might have heard of it. He comes into our beloved game with 4,333 followers. You can find him at Tanner Cortad, TannerCortad. He has 127 posts. His bio reads, Bachelorette, Season 20, Rose Emoji.
Tanner is a camouflage name.
Yep. Trainer, workout emojis, at walk at home. I'm not sure what that is. Fix and flip lender. Future self app coming soon. I believe that's a fitness thing. Future self.
Okay. His brother got married. He's got Musk.
Yeah, he's got some Musk in some of these photos. There's a photo from August 30th, 2022.
Muscle Beach.
He's musking.
Lifted with the goat himself.
Who's the goat? Let's see.
Joe Andrews? Who's that?
Looking now.
Oh my God, that's a Musk.
Joe Andrews has 934K followers. This is the man that he was lifting with.
Jesus.
He lives in Los Angeles. He's one of the icons. And this man is a professional bodybuilder, clearly. This is more Musk and more Vask than you've ever seen on any player in the history of our beloved game.
Does everyone just secretly live in LA? Who's on The Bachelor?
Yeah. I think so. There's a lot of fitness in this, in his Instagram. There's a lot of hiking. That's about all I'm getting out of this.
Suits. Oh, here's some model photos.
Jet ski rentals. There's him with an American flag. And it is a picture of him squatting shirtless under an American flag at the top of some summit. And the caption reads American flag emoji. Here's him this is March 23rd, 2017. It's him leaning against a wall in the Ford Modeling Agency building. And it says, agency visit before dinner with at Ms. Katie Brown and Ty Cortad last night. Stoked to see what the West Coast has to offer. So I guess he's been modeling. And there are a bunch of modeling shots of him in here. Here's him in some camo. Here's him in football jersey.
He's in camo. So he's not a mortgage lender. Or is he?
He's wearing a camouflage sweatshirt. Or a hoodie, I should say. But the picture's in black and white. So is it truly camo? I don't know. But it says, here's a pic of me and my friend Jeff. Big fan of Jeff. He enjoys Bud Lights and wearing vests. Hashtag Jeff. Hashtag tag your Jeff. This was from December 10th, 2016. I wonder if Jeff still likes Bud Light in light of recent events.
He has another picture of Jeff congratulating him on graduating from the Air Force.
Yeah. I am not sure about this guy. I can see this guy being made into a villain, honestly.
I mean, the modeling thing is giving for TWR.
I agree. Let's see what his bio says. He's a mortgage lender, supposedly. Okay. Tanner is 100% husband material. This fitness instructor is extremely close with his family and hopes to find a relationship as special as the one his parents have, Mirror. While growing up, Tanner and his family rescued over 50 dogs, and he hopes to rescue more with his future wife, Charity. Hopefully you'll be ready for some puppy love. Tanner is truly looking for his forever partner and says that he thinks about finding love all the time. He's confident his future wife is out there and is hoping it's Charity. This is nothing.
Yeah.
Fun facts. Anywhere with a golden retriever is Tanner's happy place. Tanner's number one enemy is a messy kitchen. Tanner loves giving high fives. If he had been from Florida, his number one enemy would have been shirts. I don't know. I think Tanner's going to get embroiled in some heavy villainy here. Sorry to say, Tanner. I think you're not going to have a good experience, and you're going to be getting death threats very soon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I am trying to manifest zero death threats for anyone.
Good luck in that. That is not going to happen.
Whatever.
Good luck, though. Good luck.
I can be opto. Always at the bungalow in Santa Monica. You know what that means. 4TWR.
Yeah, that's a huge bachelor player hangout place.
It's very fratty.
Bachelor players are there constantly. LA icons.
I once had to wait in line to get in there at 4 p.m. Can you believe that?
There's always a fucking line at that place.
I'm never going back. But beautiful interior design. I know someone who did some of it.
That is true.
That is true.
Next up, we have Khalid Hassan, 28 years old, from Dearborn, Michigan, tech recruiter. Khalid comes into our beloved game with 4,005 followers, 13 posts, a deep ass scrub. His bio reads, call me Khalid, fitness page. He's got a fitness page at Khalid_the_trainer. Boxing trainer, motorcycle rider, tech recruiter, 313 Motor City, Alpha Pi Alpha MSU.
Khalid, I'm sorry, but I feel like this is a night one player.
I do too. A lot of musk, not a lot of ask.
And not for that reason.
He's got a very long caption here about cutting weight. I mean, he is very musk. I will say that much. Here he is on a motorcycle. Yeah, I think this is a night one. It's 13 posts. You don't get a good idea of who this is at all.
His reels are about pre-workout stuff. There's a lot of gym selfies in the Instagram stories. Oh, he has a giant back tattoo.
Ooh, what is it?
Of a dragon.
Where's that? Me too.
Oh my God, he's like you.
Where is that picture? Where's the giant back tattoo?
Okay, where's it's the, in where? His... Okay, I'm telling you, it's in...
I have to see it.
Instagram highlight where it's like a red mask emoji as the descriptor.
Got it. Looking now.
Just go to that.
Oh my God, it's beautiful.
Is that what yours looks like?
It's right in the center. He's got a beautiful dragon. No, mine's smaller and off to the corner. Mine's on the back of his shoulder. His is really intricate. Mine is now just a black square, but beautiful. Well, you know, I hate to do it to you, Dragon Brother, but...
Dragon Brother.
You're going home night one. That's a guarantee. Let's see what the Dragon Brother has in his ABC bio. Khalid is a sweet soul who is really ready to find the one. He comes from a big Muslim family and has 7 siblings. He's Muslim and Charity's Christian.
Whoa.
So hopefully Charity is ready for some lively family dinners. When Khalid isn't working, he loves hitting the gym and jamming to SZA. The recruiter considers himself a romantic man, but doesn't show his romantic side to just anyone. Khalid is looking for a woman who will truly sweep him off his feet and thinks Charity could be the future partner he's been looking for. Fun facts, Khalid likes to read gaming magazines. Magazines? Huh? If Khalid could have any superpower, it would be the ability to teleport. Wrong. Your superpower is immortality.
Wrong.
It's always immortality. It's always immortality. That's the superpower you take every fucking time. The rest of it is bullshit.
Are you disappointed by your dragon, bro?
Yes. He doesn't understand dragon powers. Khalid would love to have his own farm someday. A dragon farm, perhaps. I think Khalid is going home night one. I got to be real here.
He has a TikTok. It is at @AHMAD_KHALID_HASSAN. He has 6,638 followers. So, I mean, it's mostly gym stuff.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
All right, let's move on. This next player is very interesting.
Who we got?
Caleb Blaggard, 24. 24, Orlando, Florida. Is he the youngest player? I think so, yeah. He's the youngest player this season. 24, he's from Orlando.
I recognize him from the group photo.
He's a Florida boy, and his job is listed as professional wrestler. Now, we've seen one of these before in Kenny King.
Let's go. Kenny King.
He has 5,481 followers, 118 posts. The first thing in his bio is Christ follower, WWE NXT superstar.
What does that mean?
What? He's in the WWE, ex-baseball player. So he's got a little Planetta in him. He has luscious locks. Oh, he goes by Kale Dixon. You know, Will would know who this guy is. I have no idea who this is, but there's a bunch of pro wrestling stuff. He's very into his pro wrestling identity, obviously. It's got to be that. There's some pictures of him playing baseball for, I miss putting my all into the game, University of South Alabama. He played baseball. South Alabama is what? Maybe a, is that a D2 school?
I'm watching his walkout. Seems villainous.
Yeah. So he plays a villain in pro wrestling. He used to play baseball in college. Look, I think this guy's going to be very good television. I have to say it. I don't think Charity's going to select him. I don't even think he's going to make it to a hometown because he's a pro wrestler.
He's not going to hometowns.
But I think he's going to be wild in this show. I cannot wait to see this guy play.
There is a strong camo photo here. You can not barely see him.
What? Where? How far do I have to go back?
June 27th, 2022.
I see it. That's the kind of camo I'd be in.
Is that what you're going for?
It was pretty awesome being asked to be in this photo shoot. And it's like a military kind of vibe in this photo shoot. He's in like a ghillie suit with a machine gun, full camo.
Oh, that a ghillie suit? Is that what those little fur things are?
Yeah, it's like a suit that...
That's what you want?
Snipers. No, I would not wear a ghillie suit. Although maybe. Okay. You are sending my mind in a certain direction.
I don't think you should wear this outfit. I think you're going to scare your neighbors even more than they're already scared.
Hey, they're not scared. I told them the satanic rituals we used to do were just jokes. Okay. I'm going to say this guy is going to be mid-season somewhere. Let's read his official bio. It says, Caleb B. might be a villain in the wrestling ring, but he couldn't be more of a softie in real life. The professional wrestler may seem tough, but he's a romantic guy who wears his heart on his sleeve. Caleb B. is extremely close with his family and is hoping to settle down and start a family of his own very soon. Caleb B. is the kind of guy who loves going above and beyond to make his partner feel special. And one time, even hand-carved a heart necklace out of seashells for his someone.
Wow.
Will Caleb B. get the fairy tale ending that he's been hoping for with charity? Only time will tell. We know that phrase. Caleb B. can't control himself around donuts. He wants to get his paragliding certification and he makes a cowboy hat look good. Indeed, he does. Good luck to Caleb.
Well, he is a Florida boy. He's with a dead shark here, shirtless, making a muscle pose.
I'm excited to see what this guy can do.
Yeah.
He's been on a giant stage.
They're going to keep him in at least the first 2 weeks. I say he goes home week two or three.
You can also see them making him do some kind of wrestling or pro wrestling date. You can see these guys who are doing this shit for their livelihoods. You can see how the producers are like, okay, well, he'll be great on the football date. He'll be great on if we're doing, remember when they did in Ari Leyendyk's season, the glow wrestling date?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They could do something like this here, I think. Get like an actual pro wrestler. And he may even be able to help facilitate that. I know Demi Burnett for a minute was in the WWE.
He's definitely going to make a splash. He's the only one in a hat in this group photo.
All right, we got two more. Here up next is Adrian Hassan. Adrian is 33 from Northridge, California, a realtor. Adrian comes into the game with 6,702 followers, 2,925 posts, zero scrubbing done here. His bio reads actor, realtor, personal trainer.
That is prolific. That's like your mom.
Yeah, not really. I mean, my mom has, I believe, 15,000 posts.
Well, he had to scrub something.
Yeah.
I mean, that is so many posts. How many do I have?
I agree. It's an interesting Instagram.
Adrian is at I am Adrianhassan, actor, realtor, personal trainer. So
got some musk, got no Vask.
Definite musk.
There's modeling shots in here.
He's got some inspirational quotes.
Hiking shots. It's a bunch of kind of like model shots and hiking shots.
He's not giving a smile. He's getting a lot of closed lip posing.
Yeah. It's a lot of serious parasocial gazing. I'm not sure here. I'm not getting the vibe from Adrian that he is going to be long for this game. This could be a night one guy. Night one guy or midseason floater, possibly. That's what I'm feeling just with an initial look at his Instagram here.
This quote, no drama, just God, goals, and growth.
Okay.
Third audience isn't going to like that. No drama.
Well, maybe on the God angle, he can last a little bit longer. It seems like there's going to be heavy Christian play, heavy U.S. military play, heavy camo play going on this season.
Oh my God. Everyone's going to be in camo.
They'll have a camo date for sure. The group date will be pick out your camouflage outfit and go out into the woods, and whoever charity can't find wins the group date.
It'll be like PETA from Hunger Games.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm looking for a PETA who's a Christian PETA.
A Christian PETA who used to be in the military, played football, kills fish, and never wears a shirt. Here is Adrian's official bachelorette bio. Adrian's a single father with a big heart. Package deal. I'm saying midseason floater now. This ain't a night one guy. Package deal. This caring family man comes from
Is it package deal? I feel like I've gone through hundreds of photos.
I agree. I ain't seeing no son in this.
Where's the package?
Or daughter in this. I don't know. But that's the first line in his bio. I don't see the package either. It's just a lot of modeling shots that are all very similar. His Instagram needs work.
There's so many inspirational quotes.
For somebody who is a model actor, this is a terrible Instagram. And even some of the pictures that are like professionally taken are not that good.
Yeah, I don't.
His Instagram needs a lot of work.
I don't think he's going that far just by the sheer volume here. And
he doesn't understand social media clearly, which doesn't bode well in game. Let's see what the rest of his bio says. It says, Adrian's a single father with a big heart. This caring family man comes from a blended household with 7 step siblings. Adrian's a believer in true love and wants to find the right person by his side to build their empire. That's a world changer. Share experiences and grow old together. Adrian is most proud of his personal health journey, having recently undergone a huge fitness transformation and is now a personal trainer helping others to reach their health goals. Charity, we know you're looking for a husband, but do you need a spotter too? Pretty funny. Fun facts. In college, Adrian majored in criminal justice. If Adrian could have any job, he would be a culinary traveler. And Adrian loves Top Golf. I don't know what that is.
That's the bar where you can golf. Like a driving range that's like a bar.
That actually does sound fun.
And you golf into a net. I know, I really want to do it.
I'll see you at Top Golf, Adrian.
Yeah.
And I'll call up our dragon brother too and see if he'll come.
Dragon brothers, ascend! Assemble!
Let's move on. We have one player. Maybe he's a dragon brother too. Let's see if we can find evidence of that. But we have one player left, and I think you know who it is. Peter Capio. Peter Capio is 33. He's from New York. That's a New York City influence member. And he's one of those airline pilots, you see. That's why he's pee-pee. He comes into our beloved game with 12.4K followers on Instagram, 37 posts, and his bio simply reads, Peter, airline pilot, New York City. First post, we see Musk. He is shirtless in a bathroom mirror doing his hair.
It's not a dragon, but it is a serenity tattoo on his arm.
Dragons, serenity, it's all the same to me.
Serenity now. He's got his biopic. He's shirtless. He's in a suit. I mean, this is the opposite of what we just saw. This is heavily scrubbed.
Yeah.
First post is from 2018.
You know, it's an interesting Instagram. It's not good. It's not good.
No.
Let's just say that right up front. It's kind of a terrible Instagram.
It's not good.
But it's got something.
Oh my God, his dad's a pilot too?
Oh Jesus, he truly is pee-pee. There are shots that resemble things that were on Popeye's Instagram.
It's 8:58 fire. Just kidding.
It might as well be. There's a shot of the new pee-pee. And by the way, his Instagram is pilotpete.fly. I mean, he's calling himself pee-pee. This picture is of him standing in front of a jet engine. I saw this almost exact same picture of Peter Weber on his Instagram. This is from December 29th, 2022. There are just so many similarities here. There's a lot of beach stuff, him shirtless out in the water, these beach locations, good Musk. No Vask that I can see really in these pictures anyway. Maybe he hasn't come just from a workout. There's a picture of him and his dad in a fucking cockpit, just like Pilot Pete. His name is pilotpete.fly.
Do you think he has a nums?
I don't know, but this picture is...
Delta? Isn't that what...
Oh, Jesus Christ. Do you think he knows Pilot Pete? Do you think he knows Peter Weber? Did Peter Weber train him?
Who's he following?
Is that his dad? I don't know if this is his dad or not. It's some old guy in a cockpit. Here's another one of him. Farewell 80 flight. I can't be certain this is his actual father, but it's him with a guy who looks like his dad. It's a very similar picture to the one Pilot Pete took with 747 Flyer when 747 Flyer retired. I mean, look, I would normally say night one guy based on this Instagram, but because this is the new PP, I'm hoping he makes it all the way. I hope he wins the ring.
I don't think he's going to win the ring, but I think he's going to do well. He's got the raw materials here. Although this video where he's talking to camera is not.
His Instagram can use some work generally, but he has 12.4K followers. Why?
He's instructing people how to be a pilot. I don't know.
I don't quite get that. He's not followed, at least that I can see, by anybody who's in game.
What is this accent?
New York. I don't know. His official bachelorette bio reads, Peter is ready to find his co-pilot. This commercial aviator has traveled the world with his dream job, but still hasn't found the love of his life. Peter describes himself as the life of the party and hopes his future wife can match his positive energy. Life of the party. This is also pee-pee. You remember when Jet and Jack was like, dude, you like to party. Is this really going to work out for you? This is the same thing. Peter considers himself a man of faith. Here we go.
Let's go.
And truly believes that his future wife is out there. So he's going to use that Christianity play. He can't wait to meet the bachelorette to see if she's the perfect match he's been looking for. Wheels up, charity. Our hearts are ready for takeoff. Fun facts. Peter is addicted to chapstick. Peter never loses in Mario Kart ever. Hasn't played me yet. Peter loves to play pickleball. Pickleball aficionado.
Okay. He does have a TikTok. It is pilotpete.fly. He has 30.4K followers. So this is why he has Instagram followers.
Wow.
His TikTok. He has a lot more him in his pilot outfit talking to camera videos.
Okay. So he's a little influencer blossoming here. And this could get him up over the hump and turn him into a real money-making influencer.
He seems like a Paradise player to me.
He does to me, too.
Like a mid-season Paradise player.
But there you have it. That rounds him out. We've covered all the rookies incoming into the season. Next week, at this very same time, you're going to be getting a recap of night one of Bachelorette Season 20. And we're going to see how many of these players can withstand the brutal cruelty of the undercover brother.
I keep forgetting they're doing that and then remembering it's I like a big swing, but I don't like this big swing. Yeah, I wanted a real mole.
No, because you can tell they're going to make it goofy. You can tell they're going to reveal it that night. I Absolutely agree with you. And the, you know what they should do also? If you're going to do a fucking mole, don't tell the audience about it. Let us be on that same ride that when you reveal this was a mole, we're like, what the fuck? That would be mind blowing.
But then you would lose all the check-ins. I feel like the check-ins are kind of what you want.
What do you mean check-ins?
Like when they had the mole, she would check in with the bachelor, with Jesse.
Yeah. But like for the first one, on night one, for example, you just have all the guys get out of the limo. And then at some point during night one, like at the third act break, you drop in like, Charity, one of the men would like to have a word with you. And you just have them sit there talking to each other. And he's like, okay, here's the deal. And you reveal it. This was an undercover fucking mole to get information for you. And we as the audience are like, oh shit, curveball us.
I like that. That's right.
The night one curveball shouldn't just be about the players. It should also curveball the fourth audience. And this one they've been promoting for fucking months. And it's dumb.
Yeah.
That said, can't wait to see the play. Can't wait to see what my dragon brother can do in game.
You shouldn't be using a wig. I feel like that's number one rule of having a mole. Don't put them in a wig.
Yeah. And it's like why are they even putting him in a wig? Because they assume all these guys have seen Charity's season.
Have looked up her family.
Yeah, or something and know who her brother is. Like, why do they have to disguise him at all? Makes no sense. Nonetheless, we're going to cover it all for you next week. Can't wait to fucking do it.
Yes.
We hope that everybody out there is getting their different parasocial team paraphernalia, your hats, your shirts, in order to celebrate this new season of incoming rookies. And like we said, we're going to have all the other teams eventually available. We're talking about Dallas Source. We're talking about the Canadian North. We're talking about the Denver High. What else am I missing? There's a team in there that I'm missing, I know.
Oh, the teams that we haven't done?
Who are the other parasocial teams? Yeah. Vegas.
Oh, Vegas. Source. North.
Maybe that is it.
Florida.
We'll think of a Florida one for sure.
The Jupiter.
Yeah. The Jupiter No Shirt Gang, something like that.
The Jupiter Steaks.
Yeah. The Jupiter No Shirts.
I'm very excited after we went through all these to see how this all unfolds.
Yeah, me too. I think it's going to be an interesting season. And, you know, it's a little bit of a shift. We know the time slot is going to be different. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a little bit later, I believe, for everybody, like an hour later than it normally is. So we'll have to see what that does to ratings and everything. But I'm excited to cover it.
Yeah, we will push our live as well to be right before it.
So yeah, we will see you very shortly with our first recap. I can't believe it. I can't believe we've made it through the fucking off season and we're here again.
I know. A long one felt like.
By the way, this season, starting Monday, is going to kick off a fucking tidal wave of gameplay that isn't going to really end until probably the end of November, because we're going to get full season here of charity season. That's going to lead right into Paradise. That's going to lead right into Golden Bachelor and Love is Blind season 5. Mm-hmm. And that's going to take us through November, probably. I can't wait.
And Love Island will take us through forever as well.
Yeah, Love Island constantly. If you haven't checked that out yet, we dropped a new episode of a brand new show that we're doing here at Game of Roses yesterday. It's Grace Ann Park's very own show on the Game of Roses channel. It is called Grafting with Grace Ann. That is a slang term used in Love Island UK. And she's doing Game of Roses style coverage of that entire season that's out right now. It's season 10 UK. It's on Hulu. You can watch it there and follow along with Grace Ann as she's breaking down all the biggest plays, the errors, all the same kind of stuff that we do for Bachelor, and comparing it to Bachelor, which I didn't know. Mm-hmm. The biggest Instagram player in Love Island UK has like 6.8 million, or no, 7 point something, wasn't it?
It's Molly May. 8 million.
Oh, Jesus. Oof. 8 million.
7.5.
There you go. So that game, at least parasocially, dominates The Bachelor. So we felt that it was very important to cover as we're trying to expand the pit to really get a giant worldview of what are all these games that have spawned from the Bachelor, the source of all of it. Because I do think it's important. I think it's important to see the evolution of what this genre is doing. So we hope you will join Grace Ann for that endeavor as well. And we hope you'll join us next week. Well, this Friday too, we'll have a Twibbon out, but we hope you will join us next week for our coverage of night one of Bachelorette season 20. I can't fucking wait. And before we go,
let's go.
As always, what is that drawback?
It's been 7,757 days without an Asian bachelor. Praise be Dark Lord Palmer.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then